Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your attendance today. Today, April 25th, 2017, is FOP Day on the Hill. It's the opportunity for our heroes, our Fraternal Order of Police, Pennsylvania State Troopers Association, to come and visit with their legislators and to prioritize some of their concerns going forward in this session. And it's a day for us to interact with them in a more informal basis that we normally do. But we thought today that we would do something different than them coming to visit us, telling us what they would like to see us to do in the legislative session, and that is for us to stand with them and to recognize them for day in and day out, ordinary people performing an extraordinary service. We're here for our support for our law enforcement community, to show them that we as a General Assembly care for them, respect them, and want to make sure that they have the resources to perform the job for public safety. These individuals are under attack. They're under attack verbally, they're under attack physically. We've seen people target police. We're adding, unfortunately, two more names to the wall for 2016 officers killed in the line of duty. We'll be honoring them come May 8th, along with two other fallen officers. And we've seen all throughout this nation police officers assassinated for no other reason that they stand for the rule of law and wear a gold badge or a silver badge. And now we're seeing internationally terrorist organizations targeting police, France, killing the police officers because they know that they are that line between law-abiding citizens, breakdown of law, and anarchy. These brave men and women here with us today deserve our thanks and our special recognition. We're going to have a number of speakers today who are going to highlight some of the bills that we have going through the Senate, through the House, and hopefully to urging a consensus with the Senate and the House to get these bills to the governor's desk for his signature. We've made some big strides the past few years for our law enforcement community, but there's much more we need to do in what has become a volatile world towards our law enforcement. I'm happy to stand here today with a number of my colleagues, and there are a number of others who would like to be here, but it's a busy day with committee meetings, so some will be in and out. Todd Stevens, who's here with me today, champion of law enforcement in the House of Representatives. I, along with Senator Don White, Wayne Langerholtz, Dan Laughlin, Mike Regan, did I miss anybody? And John Sabatina of the Senate of Pennsylvania are all here. Randy Volokovich is here, and he's chair of the Law Enforcement Caucus with me in the Senate of Pennsylvania. Each of the speakers will highlight certain aspects that they like to bring to the public's attention for what we're trying to do for our law enforcement community. I have a couple bills I'll highlight and some comments I'd like to make at the end. I'd like to now introduce my friend and my colleague and one who's been a strong proponent of law enforcement himself, a former assistant district attorney in Montgomery County, Representative Todd Stevens.
Thank you. Thanks. Well, thanks, thanks, John. John hands me the folder and then covers up all the names I'm supposed to read. thank you so much for putting this together, and I certainly want to echo your sentiments in terms of the real importance of us being here today and recognizing our law enforcement community. The men and women behind me and frankly who are out on the street every day protecting us, protecting our lives and our property, and putting themselves in harm's way to do so. We certainly owe them a great deal of thanks and recognition, and it's a terrific opportunity today, their FOP Day on the Hill, to have some meaningful conversations about legislation moving through this chamber that would both help them and assist them in their work to protect us, and also some bills that may not be as helpful for them as we've seen as well. So I did just want to make mention of some of my colleagues who either were here or are here. Representative Bizarro, Representative Flynn, Representative Corbin, and Representative Jerry Knowles, all very strong supporters of law enforcement initiatives in the Pennsylvania House. We work together, again, bipartisanly to advance these initiatives to help the men and women behind me and those out on our streets every day. So, John, thank you so much for putting this together and for having us here, and we certainly appreciate your dedication to the law enforcement community of Pennsylvania.
Thanks, Todd. First speaker today is certainly someone who can relate directly to law enforcement community himself, a former police officer and police chief, Senator Randy Volokovich. Penny?
John, you promoted me to chief.
You're our chief.
I was a sergeant.
Close enough.
Okay. I want to thank Senator Rafferty for getting this press conference together. As you can see, many legislators are here today to lend support and gratitude for the work that you do every day. And as a former police officer, I still use the word cop. I have no problem with that. I know the job just isn't 9 to 5, 3 to 11, 11 to 3. You're constantly noted in the community, off duty or on, as a cop, and people ask you for help. As a former cop, nothing has frustrated me more than the fact that we local police officers cannot use radar for traffic enforcement. 49 other states have allowed their local police to use this basic traffic enforcement tool, while Pennsylvania has not. As a consequence, Pennsylvania has been near the top of the list when it comes to traffic fatalities. If you don't believe me, just ask the men and women behind me. They've seen it all. Last year, the bill was voted out of the Senate with an overwhelming majority in favor of the bill, and it is my hope we will do the same thing this year. We will give our police officers, you know, we give them the badge, we give them the radio, the stun gun, the police car, a weapon, but we can't give them radar. It's past time we fix this. I'd like to say that just because we got coming up on May 8th, a very special occasion to honor those who have given the full measure. You know, police officers I've always referred to as the St. Michaels on earth. And I said this proudly over the years that when I was a police officer in my local community, Shaler Township back in Pittsburgh, that was my town. Not because I owned it, because I was responsible for it. And I was going to keep my town clean and safe for the people who live there. And that's what they do every day. Others run away, while we run towards. And so I want to thank all of you for that, and God bless you. And for those who are against radar, slow down. That's all you got to do. And we will save lives. And so just save down. And these excuses that people give for not doing radar is simply silly. So we want to try to get that done for you. Talk to the people. Let's get up for a vote. If we put up for a vote, it's going to pass. Guaranteed. We want to give you that tool. But God bless you for all that you do and all the sacrifices you make, and for having the attitude, this is my time, and I'm going to keep it safe. God bless.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Pleasure, Randy. Thank you very much. Another colleague of mine who has spent a great number of years in law enforcement community served as U.S. Marshal, Senator Mike Regan.
Thanks, John.
Hi, Todd. Great to see you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you to Senator Rafferty. I will say this about John Rafferty. There has never been a better, more vocal advocate for the men and women of blue, and I'm very, very proud to serve with Senator Rafferty in the Senate because his heart is truly in the right place. As a prosecutor with the AG's office, a little different approach to law enforcement, but certainly I know in his heart every day he thinks about better ways to improve the lives, to introduce legislation and do whatever it takes to make the men in blue safer here in our Commonwealth. I'm very honored today to also have with us many departments from my senatorial district: Camp Hill Borough Police Department, Fairview Township Police Department, New Cumberland Borough PD, Silver Springs Township Police Department, Upper Allen, and West Shore Regional Police. These guys are here with us today, standing back here. They're all true heroes, and I'm so thankful for their service to my constituents and my family every day on the roads, protecting us every day. You know what? When these guys get up every morning, they strap up, they go out, and they face the worst that you could ever think of: teen suicides, drug overdoses, child molestations, brutality against children, so many things that these guys every day deal with for what? For $50,000 a year? Why would you do it? You do it because you want to serve. You do it because you believe in America. You believe in protecting the people of this great country. You know, and for that, over the last couple of years, they've been villainized. It's crap. And it's really upsetting. These guys are heroes. They do the work. They do the Lord's work protecting the people of this country and of this fine commonwealth. They need to be recognized for such work. Listen, anytime we can stop, we can pause, and we can say thank you to the guys that keep us safe every day. I want to say I'm looking at Doug Howell out here for the state police, and you know, they just came away from a very successful prosecution of Eric Freen. Think about what the state police did. They lost one of their finest, had one badly injured, and set out on a manhunt across a huge forest, had to coordinate thousands of state and local cops who came in, had to conduct an investigation, and at the end of the day, had a successful prosecution of someone who killed a police officer. I will say also, I know Joe Koval's here and other members of the state police are here. Thank you to you guys for what you do every day to keep us safe. So this is a day of celebration, a day of recognizing the people who do the job every day. And I couldn't be prouder of you and couldn't be prouder to be a Pennsylvanian. Thank you very much.
Todd was right when he said that it's a bipartisan effort in both chambers to work to enhance our law enforcement community and get them the resources they need. And I have a colleague of mine in the Senate who we work with very closely on law enforcement issues. He happens to be the Democrat chair of the Senate Transportation Committee with me, but he's one that I can always go across the aisle to and get his support, Senator John Sabatino.
Thank you, Senator Rafferty, and thank you, everyone, for this day. Now, I've always had an affinity for the police. I think it stems from my grandfather in the 1940s. He was a state trooper. But I never really appreciated what police go through until I was in the DA's office in Philadelphia. For 5 years, I got to see, you know, I guess not from a first standpoint, but I got to hear the stories of the trials and the tribulations and the dangers that the police officers face on a daily basis, and it developed an appreciation for what the people in blue do. And later on in my life, I after I got married, I was fortunate enough to marry into a family where my brother-in-law is a detective on the force. And he has three beautiful children and a beautiful wife. And they're worthy of protection. They're worthy of protection. And I don't think enough credit goes to the spouses of the police officers, because they go through stress and trauma along with the officers. So I think a big round of applause needs to be given to the spouses of the police officers and the families that don't know if the police officer, their husband or wife, is coming home that night. So there's a couple of bills out there to protect police officers, and I'm glad that everyone on stage is in full support. So thank you very much.
Representative Stevens is going to highlight some of the, particularly one bill that came over from the House of Representatives, sponsored by Representative Martina White, and some of the bills in the House. Representative Stevens.
Thank you. Yeah, Representative White, again, is just a true champion. She represents part of Northeast Philadelphia, a true champion for law enforcement, and advanced both last session and again this session a bill that would help ensure that police officers who are involved in a shooting receive the same protections that an average citizen would receive, a fair and thorough and professional investigation before personal information would be revealed about them. And her bill moved through the House and is now over in the Senate. And we're very hopeful that there'll be action on that bill over in the Senate to, again, help ensure that we're protecting those that are protecting us and ensuring that they receive the same protections and privacy protections afforded an average citizen in Pennsylvania. And we think that's very important. So we're happy to move that bill through the House and look forward to the Senate taking that up as well. Thanks.
Thanks, Don. Also, I want to recognize the fact that Barry Joswiak is with us here today. Representative Joswiak, former state trooper, former sheriff, Berks County, and chair of the Law Enforcement Caucus in the House of Representatives, along with Representative Dom Costa. So I appreciate his support as well. There's a number of bills that are pending in both chambers, as we said, and people often say, can you get it through? How fast can you do it? I happen to be wearing a pin today. It says 369. And that was Senator Sean Logan, who has since left the Senate, and a few others here on the stage, Don White, certainly very instrumental myself, that we really worked hard to get 369 out of the Senate, over to the House, got it done in the House in record time, and got it to the governor for his signature. And Senate Bill 369 is one of, I think, our proudest accomplishment for the law enforcement community, where Senate Bill 369 gave full pension benefits to widows and widowers of law enforcement officials who made the ultimate sacrifice, killed in the line of duty. And we're seeing it today to helping those families that are struggling with the loss of a husband or a wife due to an assassin, and taking them out of the picture with the family now with Senate Bill 369's benefits. So we can do those. And we have bills pending in the Senate. Senate Bill 1383, which I'll be reintroducing, was the hate crimes against law enforcement and first responders. It's a new offense for those who commit crimes against law enforcement officers or first responders who were motivated solely by their hatred for the police or the first responders. State of Louisiana recently passed a similar bill they call Blue Lives Matter, and comparable legislation is pending both federally and in other states. The time is now for us to stand up for the men and women in our law enforcement community. Never before have we seen the hatred and the violence perpetrated against the very people who risk their lives every single day so that we can have the freedom and security that the people of this Commonwealth and this country greatly enjoy. It is our duty and responsibility as legislators to do everything in our power to protect the protectors. And additionally, we have a bill that we're introducing in memory of Officer John Wilding from Scranton Police Department. There would be a crime for evading arrest by detention by foot. That is where Officer Wilding was chasing suspects on a burglary, jumped over a fence, landed on his head, and unfortunately was killed because of that in the line of duty. So we're trying to make sure, and I recognize that Senator John Blake has just joined us here from Scranton. I know he's a friend of the family. Senator Blake, thank you. And he's been an arch supporter on this bill and co-sponsor on this bill, and I thank you, John, very much for being here. Thank you. But it is that time for us to thank once again our law enforcement community, to recognize them for what they do day in and day out, and that we do stand with them, and we are proud of them. And we want to make sure that the people of Pennsylvania know we're doing everything we can. Mike alluded to the successful prosecution in Northeast Pennsylvania. Kudos to Ray Tompkins and his crew and the state police for bringing that to a successful judgment against that individual. But I want to now make a pitch to the governor. It's time. I said this in 2015. It's time to lift the moratorium on the death penalty. Any individual who assassinates a police officer or a first responder or a mass murderer who takes the life of a child, the death penalty should be on the table. They are committing a heinous crime, and they should know that they're going to have to pay the ultimate penalty for doing that. You represent the people of the entire Commonwealth, not just a few in a block, the people of the entire Commonwealth, and that includes the men and women who put that badge on each morning and that gun on each morning to go out and protect our lives. And when someone purposely takes their lives, that prosecutor should be able to ask for the death penalty. I'm adamant about that, as I was in 2015, and I continue to ask the governor to lift that moratorium. And once again, have that tool available to our prosecutors. We need to show the law enforcement community that we stand with them and we're proud of the work they do. So on behalf of my colleagues here today and Representative Todd Stevens and all of us in the Senate and the House, we wish God's blessings upon the men and women who wear the uniform of law enforcement community. Keep them safe and their families safe. And those who have made the ultimate sacrifice, may they know that they are not forgotten and their actions will never be forgotten in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. God bless you all. Have a great day. Thank you very much.